no man's land. The untold story of automation and QF-72. Written by Kevin Sullivan and read by Brett Cousins. I grunt, my jaw clenched, as I yank my control stick to the full limit to stop the pitch down. Because my shoulder harnesses aren't fastened, I'm bracing myself on the instrument panel glare shield to keep myself seated. I have to push hard to maintain my seated position. Shit, Ross hisses as the plane nose carves through the horizon. There's a roar as the Airbus's huge wing moves through the air as it pitches down. Then a crash in the cabin reverberates through our reinforced cockpit door. Pete hears an enormous bang as he and Lisa are elevated off the floor. At first they're surprised. What's happening? Their surprise turns to shock as they're slammed into the ceiling. The highest G-forces are generated in the rear galley. Fuzzy and the Caseys are propelled into the ceiling with a greater impact than Pete and Lisa. The three are stunned by the impact. They remember going up, but not coming down. They've been knocked unconscious. Throughout the cabin, the scene is the same. It looks like NASA weightless training for more than 100 astronauts. But this airplane is maneuvering violently with massive G-forces, and the cabin walls aren't cushioned. People are screaming. Luggage from the overhead lockers crashes into some passengers' heads while other passengers are hurled towards the ceiling. Abruptly, the screaming stops. It sounds like a horror movie where a person is attacked by an alien screaming in terror until the violent creature ends their life. Those unrestrained by seatbelts are pinned helplessly to the ceiling. The cabin interphone in the front galley, still on an active call to the flight deck, records the mayhem on the aircraft's voice recorder black box. I'm not feeling calm and in control anymore. The plane is out of control. Something is terribly wrong. My aggressive use of the side stick hasn't stopped the nose from continuing its downward plunge. I know that people in the cabin must be trapped against the ceiling. As I brace myself in my seat, my windscreen is filled with the blue of the Indian Ocean. A terrible glimpse of a possible outcome is projected into my consciousness. Am I going to wind up in the water? Is my life going to end today? It seems like time is standing still. I'm presented with a choice. Keep pulling back on the control stick, even though it isn't generating any response. Or let go. Instinctively, I release my pressure on the side stick. Out of my subconscious, a survival technique from a previous life rises up. Neutralize. I'm not in control, so I must neutralize controls, return the side stick to the center, and not make any input. I never imagined I'd use this part of my military experience in a commercial airliner. An eternity passes. The plane is on a collision course with the Indian Ocean, and my side stick seems as useless as a piece of overcooked spaghetti. Is my control stick completely dead? Gingerly, I probe for control with small side stick inputs and hope like hell I'm granted control again. While the deepest part of my brain records this moment, the potential end of my life.